track. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is thugged out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching bing and Mike group with the word click. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is thugged out Thursday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. I'm all around and on top of it. Show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. I hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm dropping the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend my shoes? Shout out 2 minutes, this hip hop news. Thug on Thursday, gonna run up the views. Track, track, I'm a track. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I be sending drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
This is Thugged Out Thursday. This is your boy. We have got a legendary guy here who has been my friend for over 25 years.
Yeah.
You got a brother from another mother.
You gotta relax.
Capone. Capone, bro.
This guy and this guy, we like brothers from another mother.
My mother fed him on the VI.
Facts.
And we was both 13 and 14 years old.
That's true.
And my mother fed us. Rest in peace, mommy. She fed us. I seen motherfucking Ant downstairs.
He's shout out to my dear father.
Mac Moen taught me this how to boof.
Yeah, for real.
Bro, I'm gonna tell y'all like this.
Man, that's a fact.
This right here is legendary. Like, you don't get a lot of niggas in the same room. They got 20 years plus. And then I make music, and this nigga been on a journey with me from day one.
So when you mention CNN, when you mention Capone, make sure you recognize that Mike Booth and Ching Bing is in the
building. That's right.
And this is Thugged Out Thursdays, and we worldwide with it, but we gonna start right here in New York City, cause we definitely gonna go all over the world with this shit. So you That's better right. relax.
Yeah, we gotta
you
better relax. Definitely a legend.
Listen.
He's part of a legendary group.
Hey, Mike, send me some music.
Yes, he did. He sent me some music.
Hold on. Let's talk first.
Then we gonna let y'all hear the premiere, my brother Joy.
I'm smoking on the finest pen right now.
Yeah, that's all.
Capone, you look like a fucking animal
right now.
Look,
hey, listen, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you gotta just be who you be, man.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something. This is not new to Capone. Capone been wearing furs all my life since I know him. He always come out with a different fur every year.
Yo, Mike, you dead wrong. You supposed to have your shit on fire. This is your shit.
My brother, yes, you are 100% correct. Now, let's get into it.
Did you get that on camera? He got it on camera. Somebody got it on camera.
He got the fly coat on. Who made the coat?
Hey, where you at? Come here, Sly.
Come on.
I gotta let my brother talk, because his game is so
official.
Yo, what's his
TRJ Collection, man. They keep you laced, man. If you don't know, check it. The Grand TRJ Collection. And like what you want. And I guarantee he'll get it to you. He'll make it for you. The prices is great. You know, if you got a couple dollars, you might want to go exquisite and get like some motherfucking feet fur. I don't know what's feet fur, but it sounds like it's dope. So you get some feet fur.
We're gonna have feet fur.
You know what I mean? But we get animals, we get rabbits, we get tycoons. I don't know what that's. But my nigga, you see my nigga shit? You see my shit? Let's go, man.
Listen, man, hold the fuck up. This is Thugged Out Thursday, y'all. Me and Mike Booth. Listen.
You saying y'all need jackets?
We need jackets.
Oh, that's not a problem.
And listen, man, we got you.
You want me to pull an animal out the bag?
My sister, that's what we do. We bless our sister.
This is Thugged Out Thursdays. We got legendary Capone in the building. We got some fire. We got some new music out.
Can I say something?
What's up, baby?
You're new to the podcast.
No, I'm not new to the podcast.
Well, listen, what I'm trying to say,
they ain't new to the podcast.
On your own.
Me on my own, yeah.
On your own.
Mike Booth said it's time.
No, listen.
Mike Booth said, yo, no, listen. Sit to Mike Booth at the
end. You can't talk and listen at the same time.
No.
I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
But I've never met a motherfucker since I was 14 years old who had more drive than you. Mm. If you see it, you go get it. And I love you for that. Because you honestly, you give me that drive too. Mike, there's no IG Mike. You don't got no IG, but you got it. You're gonna force him. You're gonna start a petition.
Well, now he got it now because y'all fans can be chopped now. We're gonna have Thugged Out Thursdays.
But no, he need his own IG.
He said he is.
But one thing, when you got good brothers,
what's the name?
Who's
gonna do it?
Who gonna do it?
Fabian.
No, what's
all
Fabian? Yeah, we're Fabian.
We're Fabian. Cause Mike need the IG. Mike need an IG. You need an IG.
He's gonna run.
You're Hollywood, man. You need an IG.
It's
my brothers.
I'm like,
it's my brother.
We gonna get into what we came.
Okay. Let's get in here. Let's get into what we came. That's from. That's my show. I know it's your show, but
that's my Bible. That's our Bible. I can't. I'm coming. You gonna drink?
No. Open that one.
This is Thugged Out Thursday. I got like I said, I got the legendary Capone in the house.
That's right.
On behalf of Thugged Out, me and Booth, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let a few of y'all ask questions here and there, but just y'all gotta relax because this is very much a special moment. This is not a regular rapper, man. Like, this is
Capone. A legend, man.
This nigga's a legend. And not only is he a legend, he's the most realest street cat I met in the rap game. Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? I done been with Capone with nobody would have ever met him. You know what I'm saying? And since them days, we still been the same A1, day one. I done called Capone, y'all. I need you to come out here. I got some bread for you. No problem. Show up. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy when I just started talking to him. When I seen him, I'm like, yo, bro, you gotta come out. He's like, yeah. I said, yo, we gotta get to this chicken. They're calling for you.
They're calling.
Come home. And they were still digging our staff.
Yeah. Look at this, Booth.
Booth, we gotta get two of these, Booth.
Yo, Paul.
I gotta get my girl, but she's here.
She's here. Y'all just had a beautiful baby.
Shit, go everything.
Nah,
relax.
I'm taking over your part.
Hold on, we gonna be starting right now. I got a question for you. Why haven't you put music out in so long?
You know why? Because in actuality, like, I never really wanted to be a solo artist. So when it comes to me and Nori, I like always like just said, fuck it, I'll wait till we do some shit.
Right, all right.
But people always ask me, yo, why? Dropped the solo joint, but I did that because I had the opportunity.
Right.
I didn't do that because I just want to go over here and do what I want to do.
Yeah. All right. We're going to bring it back to CNN days. Now, when you was in jail looking at NORE having success and you in jail doing time, how did you feel like?
I mean, at the time, I felt like anything. I was like, damn, I should be out there. I should be moving, shaking with my partner. You know what I mean? But under the situations that was at hand, I understood this was my situation. I can't change that. I'm in motherfucking jail. But one thing I knew, and where's he at? Where's Mark Moore? Like, one thing I knew is that.
Shout out to Mark Moore.
He's been
a big part of Conan O'Hagan's career.
Not a big part. Nah. He's the part.
He
signed it.
Yo,
he's not a big part. He's the fucking key.
Let's say like this. Martin is who's signed Laurie and Capone.
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, yeah, he's on, a good on, dude. That's my brother, Mark Moore.
Yo, y'all gotta relax. No.
Alright, let's go.
But listen,
right,
look, so back to the question I had. What's your question? Don't let no one in, please, because everybody take it easy.
You have to take it easy. How did you, like I said, how did you feel watching, you know, you know, and you in jail, like what was you thinking, like?
I said, you just was
out here for the war report, right before the war report
started. And the crazy shit is, I didn't even get to see the war report come out. I got locked up, we did our last single, we shot a video, I got locked up 1 week later. So when it came time for the war report to drop, it was like, they was popping bottles, I'm calling the label, they popping bottles, but they're like, we doing this for you, I can't see it. But what Mar Moore did, I said, I need Tim's. Mar Moore, give me 2 pair of Tim's, nigga, you up. You just don't know, but here go 2 pair of Tim's. Instead of 1 carton of cigarettes, here go 2 carton of cigarettes, nigga. I'm just trying to show you that, nigga, you about something when you come home. When war report dropped, that was that. But when Nori dropped, it was like, that took our level of game to a whole different level. So when I seen they had an album release party for Nori, and Mar Moore hit me like, yo, MTV wanna come interview in jail. I'm like, hold on. MTV wanna come interview me in jail? He like, word. Nigga, I wanna got the freshest haircut. I wanna got, you know what I'm saying? So now MTV come. And then the whole time they interviewed me, asking me shit, asking me this, asking me that. But the shit that made it more real is when I left the interview, the COs was right there, like, you gotta go to the box. I'm like, why I gotta go to the box? Because at that time I was on loss of everything. Any nigga that been up north, you know what it is. For them to say, yo, you got caught doing this, we taking your regular issue shit. You gonna rock state shit. So I had Wallabies on. So they knew I had Wallabies on. Boom, he took me to the box. But then when I come out the box, I put my phone. He's like, yo, don't worry about it. You good, nigga, don't worry about it. So now I see things has changed. I see, like, now we're going from the label saying you could call 3 times a day to you could call all day.
Yeah.
You good. So now, you know, at that point, I knew that we're not just regular niggas no more. And it took for MTV to come interview me and say, like, yo, listen, do you know what you are right now? Like, your icons, your first album is a classic. Like, there's people who are bumping your shit. I'm like, I can't see it. But you know what? I skipped the whole part. And shout out to WDLK and Buffalo, because when Nori popped, they had Capone Fridays. Well, I would call the radio station from the jail for 2-3 clicks, and I would talk to the fans. I was a celebrity in jail, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the niggas was all good, because I was a niggas before anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I never knew, I didn't go to jail like Meek Mill going to jail right now. Shout out to Meek, hold your hair, bro.
Yeah, that jail shit is whack.
Niggas that been in jail, no, ain't no niggas supposed to go to jail, especially right. When you on top. You ain't supposed to go to jail. But, you know, like, when a nigga in jail, he need that outside love. He need other people love to make sure he feel like he's not here for no reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
so I know that made your time go
better. That made my time. And you know what? All I did was smoke weed. That's how I got across everything. I didn't fight. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I was the toughest nigga in jail, like I had to fight. Nah, I didn't do none of that shit. I had goons on standby.
That's right, you're just being
niggas see me in my interview, I had my chain on, I had, you know. But the thing was dope is I just wanted to smoke weed. I just kept getting caught smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? When they took my good time because of weed. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that was me. So, you know, Mar Moore, I had a chick that was coming to see me at the time. Mar Moore would actually go to the hood and get weed.
That's real.
That's fresh.
That's real. I know Mar Moore is not that.
Mar Moore will go to my show and give me the weed.
Real. Nah, let me tell you something, man.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
This is Thugged Out Thursdays. This is going very well. Somebody got a question for you, Capone. My man Simon, my man Matt.
I'm not lying, like I don't know. You gotta ask me a question.
So I got a question, right?
What's up, man?
When did you realize the impact that your album had in the midst of the beef of the East Coast, West Coast?
You know what? I get where you're going, man.
Good question.
The fucking crazy shit is, when I came home from jail, the first place we went to was LA. Right? And I'm sitting there and I'm nervous as fuck. But only thing I knew, and Corrupt, I'm throwing you under the bus. I'm letting you know. I'm not throwing you under the bus, but I'm mentioning. At that time, Corrupt was fucking with Foxy. Right before that, Foxy was my show. You know what I mean?
You gotta relax.
You know what I mean? That was my show. She came to my mom's funeral.
Foxy, right.
What's key?
She showed up at my house.
Ill Nana.
I got a question for you.
When you was knocking down with Ill Nana. Ill Nana?
Yeah, but I'm saying this all good way. Nana was hot. Let me tell you the wildest shit. I'm gonna tell you, I never said this on no podcast. Nigga, we was in my house. Me and Ill Nana in the bed. My grandmoms and my moms come in the crib, and I'm like, oh shit, like, we tripping. My grandmoms and my moms walk in the room like, oh shit, we see you got company. Do that. I'm like, all right, whatever. So now I'm telling you, nah, you gotta get up, you gotta get up. Boom, whatever.
This is is this in Queensbridge?
This is Queensbridge.
This is fucking Queensbridge. He got Foxy up around. Yo,
this is my mama house. This is my mama house, right?
This is where Nas is from, right?
Yeah, this is Nas, Marv D, Cormac.
Nature.
Yeah, Nature.
What up, dog?
So we wake up, we get up, and then we go to the living room. So me, I get in the living room, this is like Video Music Box and shit was out. I'm turning the channel. What comes on? I Shot You. That's the song she was on the joint. So I said, let me fuck with my moms right now, my grandmoms. I left the video play. They looking at her, they looking at the video. They looking at her, they like, that's you. She like, yeah. They're like, oh, okay, cool. And this is, Fox, I love you. You might call me tomorrow and curse me out. My grandma was just like, she black. I'm like, but she, man, she's just black as a mother.
No, but she's a cute black.
All right. That's what she said. No, look, that's what she said next. That's what she said next. She said she's pretty.
No, no. Shout out to Lil' Kim.
Yo,
Thugged Out Thursday.
She said she's black. You gotta relax.
Yeah, I am.
She said she's black. I said, yeah, grandma. She said, well, she's pretty though. I was like, yeah, grandma. My shit is not on.
Yes. You just got that on. Yo, you gotta relax.
I gotta relax.
You gotta relax.
Yes, you do. This is very
all right.
I gotta relax.
Before you finish that, I say, is that the most famous chick that you smashed? You know why? You know the reason I smashed?
We skipping all other shit.
That's the most famous shit you
know. Oh, it's not.
I know, I'm just saying.
What? I didn't tell you. I didn't say who. I got three off the top. I can't throw that out there. I would throw the alley-oop, but I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to skip this question, but this is Thugged Out Thursday. And I'm going to tell you right now.
I want to know how you and O got together, because I heard you was a solo artist and Biggie wanted to sign you alone before he died, and then somehow y'all wound up a group, but you was a solo artist. How's that?
Good question.
No, that was a great question. Nah, but at the end of the day, like when I call myself getting on, I'm gonna make this clear. Let me start from the beginning for you, youngin, because yeah. I know you since you my heart. Yeah. So it started with I was up north getting money. One of my homies named Wonderful, he wanted to rap.
Up north where?
In Poughkeepsie, Newburgh.
Yeah, I was up there.
He was up there. Troy, New York.
And
you know, I know.
My man Wonderful was like, yo, I rap and all this shit. I'm like, word? He's like, yeah, motherfucker, bitch, this motherfucker. I'm like, alright, bet. I'm like, alright, bet. I'm liking this shit, but I'm like, alright, this is my nigga, he's trying to rap, I'm trying to get money. But I'm hustling for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm keeping it real. I gotta keep it. You hot, my nigga, you know what I mean? You giving that bag to me. I'm young. But make a long story short. He goes to the studio in Queens, and Trash happened to be there. And it was Jam Master Jay's studio. Jam Master Jay there, and me and J.O. Felony. If anybody know J.O. Felony.
Yeah, he's from the West Coast, right?
From the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the homie J.O. Felony. I always tell a story because it's dope, because J.O. Felony made him up. Mm-hmm. But we in there, we freestyling. My man like, fuck a bitch, suck a dick, bitch. You know what I mean? I'm in there, yeah, my bitch got furs on, and then Jam Master Jay like, yo, who the fuck is that little nigga? But I'm not trying to be serious about it. Right. Trash, you know, he from the hood. He like,
shout out to Kadhafi.
I'm like,
the Fat Mafia.
Shout out to the Fat Mafia.
Fat Mafia.
What's up, nigga? I need you on the podcast.
Fuck with Trash.
I need you on the podcast. Need you on the podcast, Fat Mafia.
We already know,
you
know,
we got a story to tell. You got us.
Bring it back.
But the thing is, but listen. Hold on. Now, I'm skipping. Trash, say, yo, I wanna fuck with you. At that time, he was running through the industry trying to get a bag.
Yeah.
Right? So he like, damn, I fuck with this little nigga. I like him. Yeah. He rhyming all that Big Willie shit and all that, because I used to read the Rob Report. Then people didn't have what they got now. Like, Future say he got two Maybachs, he got two Maybachs. Back then we said we got two boats. We don't got two boats. You know what I mean? So you had to
read the two boats.
You had to read the Rob Report. Yeah. You know, you had to do your homework to make dope shit. You know what I mean? So at that time I was kicking that shit. So Chad said, yo, I'm gonna fuck with you. I'm skipping. Faith Newman. She signed Fuji, she signed Nas, she signed a lot of people. At that time, me and Big L was running together. Fake Trash hooked me up with Big L. And Big L was like, yo, rest in peace, Big L, 140, whatever. So now it was like, she was trying to get me and Big L a deal at the same time. So she would get us running through certain circuits. This is Faith Newman.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yo, I got a situation for you. So I'm like, all right, bet. She was like, you gotta record three records with Butt Naked Tin Dog. That was the nigga who did Jodeci, Lost Boys, not the Tin Dog for Compton, but the other producer, Tin Dog.
Yeah, from the Bronx, right?
Yeah. Nah, he was in front of Bronx. Not Tin Dog was from the Bronx.
Butt Naked Tin Dog, I don't know where he's from, but he's big producer. Anybody know about
Tim Dog was from the X though.
Tim Dog, fuck Compton. That nigga's from the X. You know what I mean? So she like, yo, I got a situation. So I'm like, I bet. So I recorded the three records with Tim Dog. And one of the records was Get the Creep. It's only right. It's only. So now I go to LES. I let LES get a record. He gives AZ the idea. AZ comes out with I Wanna Chill on Sugar Hill. I'm like,
so he stole your shit.
I'm not gonna say AZ did not.
Stole my shit too.
Right, so the other nigga
stole my shit too. This is not that third. He stole my shit too. Nigga stole my shit, but this
is what I'm gonna say is that my niggas L A. They seen an opportunity which I will never denied him for taking. I would have took it too.
Yeah.
I see a street nigga, I know he's a shooter, he sell drugs. He come to me with a record that's banging, I'm not gonna think he gonna get on.
Yeah.
I'm taking like this nigga playing, this nigga. But I got a nigga that just did motherfucking life's a bitch.
I spent no
and he needs this record right now. I'm a, yo, he looked at me when we met up later and was like, yo, my nigga, it was no. I said, I respect it. Like, you have to.
Like,
because if I see a nigga right now in this room, a nigga tell me, yo, Pone, I got 7 bricks, you need work? And then they kick a verse to me, what I'm gonna take first? He got that work. I'm not gonna take that he's a rapper. Nah. So if he kick me some fly shit, I might take it.
Yo, let me tell you how real this nigga Capone is, right?
Come on, that's how the game is.
Listen, one time we was at the Bowery Bar, right? One summer. And he's like, yo, let's go to the bathroom and shit. So I'm like, yeah. He like, nah, I need help. I'm like, what you mean? Yo. He like, niggas gotta shut shit down. I'm like, so we go in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I think it's like, you know, I'm a little off right there because he's on the yellow, we on the yolo, the orange crazy, boom, went, boom. So, boom. So he goes in there, boom, there he go, he, you know, his jail shit, he take the bowl of toilet tissue, he's taking his shit, he's basically taking his shit. So as he's taking his shit, I'm on a yalla. So I'm saying to myself, he said, I got over. And then he started writing right there, my overcoat the slab, my overcoat the tab, my overcoat. So he in the toilet, and he's singing the joint, I'm like, I got over. Listen, and the nigga, 2 days later, records the record, don't call me, don't say change, get on the hook, let me look out for you. Yeah. I'm keeping it up, I'm like, this nigga just stole my arm. I said, yeah, bro.
So, I stole his arm.
He did. So my arm is the QB. My arm here kept me so happy that I said, yeah, bro. I'm so over in the hood. I thought they could, that's why I said, whatever happened to the Thug series?
No, we talking about how Capone and Nori, how y'all
became broke. So now, Faith Newman, like, I got a situation for you. Mm-hmm. So now, I let L hit a record, and it's out. So now, that was the record they wanted to run with. Now they not put me on the back burner, they be like, you let a nigga take your record?
Yeah.
Now I'm looking for niggas in the hood with the joint. Like, I see any nigga, anybody gonna get it, right?
Facts.
So L's father and my father are best friends. So my father called me, I hate you looking for Sean. I hate you looking for Make a long story short, we got over that shit. Then, at that point, Faith Newman got fired. She was no longer the head of A&R at Columbia Records.
Yeah.
So me and Big L was left hanging out to dry.
Yeah.
So Trash was like, yo, I don't know what to do, who to go. Just so happened, at that time, Nori came home because when I went to my second parole board, mm-hmm. Nori went to his first parole board. Mm-hmm. So we was at the parole board together, but it was like, yo, they can't hit me no more. They gotta give me a date.
Yeah,
with you, it's like, I don't know what you're gonna do. They wind up hitting him. You remember Matt? They wind up giving me a date and shit, and I was like, I bet. So I went home basically almost a year before Norm.
Yeah.
So by the time he came home, it was crazy shit. It was a pool party, and I felt good because I just had scored. I was up in the hood. I had my own shit. I take him shopping. We go get Tommy boxes and Tommy socks and we all get all Tommy outfit and shit. We go to the pool party, right? This is crazy shit. This is when J-Rock was up. This is when J-Rock just got his motherfucker.
J-Rock. Shout out to J-Rock.
Hey, this is real stories. I'm telling you real stories. So this is when J-Rock got his money. He had the Infinity and all that.
Mm.
And them niggas was up. Them niggas went to the pool party. J-Rock had a shine on. It was this nigga named Pac-Man. Niggas know Pac-Man. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, niggas know Pac-Man. I ain't got to talk about it. But that's the night J-Rock got robbed in. But to make a long story short, I motherfucking, it was a bitch. She fell on a hot coal. Niggas start shooting. She fell on a hot coal. And she fell in the pool. So me and Nori looking at each other like, what we gonna do? Fuck it, we out of here. So that night, we left. And then when we left, we went to Left Right. So we in the crib. You was probably, I can't even imagine.
Not even more.
Nah, he was born. He was born. Probably like 10.
I got a foul story with y'all too.
He was like 10.
I'm telling you now. You told me
he was the same. He was like 10 years old. But we go to the crib and we sitting there and we just started rapping. We was in the same jailhouse together. No, but we never rapped. Like,
you remember the coochie couch of our crib?
Come on, my nigga. Like, I stayed when my mother died. I was your motherfucking. I might have took your bed.
Yeah, I remember now. I woke up one day, right? I had a coochie couch. It wasn't coochie though, but the shit really looked like coochie, the material. So we used to call it the coochie couch. So I just remember Super Thug. I'll never forget this shit. I'm bugging. It wasn't Super Thug. It was something else. I forgot. I just remember. I woke up out my bed and shit. I'm like, oh, that's Ogu. That's Ogu. I get up. Paul and my uncle in the living room, they sleeping on the same bed. You heard it on the pillow cats. The Coogee cats got a pullout. They sleeping on the bed. I just remember Paul Kennedy. He like, yo, listen, man. Don't ever tell nobody you see this sleeping in this bed. I held that shit down for 15
years.
You got it. Who discovered both of you?
That's the question.
Oh, yeah. So,
give me five. Sometimes you got to stick up for your man. That's the case where your wife got to stick up for your man. He got to relax. So now, Faith Newman, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I got fired or whatever. So we like, all right, bet. We don't know what to do. So now, Nori comes on. So now I got this studio session booked by Columbia. Trash, like, you got to record something. So Nori there as my friend.
Yeah.
Not as my rapping partner.
Yeah.
He said, yo, boy, you know I can rap, right? I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot. Wow. Let's do some shit then, nigga. Come on. This is my brother. You know what I mean? This is my first studio session. I'm like, all right, man, we go in and we record this song. My team push keys through the Panama Canal. Busting up Cristal, sipping on Cristal, the finest swimmer. Designer woman with a pill. It's all about keys and a happy meal. Yo, that was our first record we ever recorded. And the wildest shit is, from that day, I say, you're done. I'm not doing this dolo. If I don't do it with you, I ain't doing it at all.
We did it together.
But the crazy shit is, we seen Jada maybe 10 years after that song came out. Remember, that was when songs came out, they came out. Now, it was not like you screaming, you doing this. When a song came out, niggas heard it.
Yeah.
They playing it, they did. So we released that shit. So maybe like, this is like 95, maybe like 2005, that's 10 years. Yeah. 2005, 2006, we on tour, we see Jada, and this was not Nori's first time seeing Jada, this was my first time seeing Jada. First thing the nigga said when he seen me, this was dope. I don't know if it was like planned or what. Nigga said, my team push keys through the Panama Canal, and for me, that changed my life. When I said, yo, I thought we made that song for Left, Right, and Queensbridge.
Oh, so
that shit reached Yonkers.
Who was that? What Jada is that? Let anybody know what Jada
is
about.
This is the Jada Kiss.
All right.
That's up.
LOX Jada Kiss.
LOX Jada Kiss.
At the ground.
You know what I mean? That motherfucker, the first thing he said to me was, I call a nigga right now. The nigga said, my team pushed keys through the Panama. I looked at him and said, I did shows around the world since that point. I've never heard a nigga come up to me and say that. Never no fan. You know, he got fans. They dig deep in shit. But they didn't dig that deep where Jada knew that. I said, yo.
Nah, I ain't gonna front. Jada changed.
That shit was crazy.
Jada changed.
He's a lyricist. So I need a lot coming from him.
From Power, that actually came out of Power. Shout out to my man, Jim Derrick. You
understand? And the Tupac.
And
the Tupac.
And the Tupac 50 shit. Just to let you know, this is Thugged Out Thursday.
It's going down.
He got a question for Capone. What's his question for Capone? Talk to the camera.
Yeah. So, as one of the dopest duos, period, in the game, I know it was a couple people that y'all didn't get the link with. Like, who is like the main two people that you would like? I ain't do a joint with him. I wish we could have caught him and him at that time.
Good question.
That hype, you know what I'm saying?
Good question.
Shit, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. For me, I got named like a few people.
Just two people.
Two groups. Cause that's group shit. This shit is real to me. That question, I might have to elaborate on
it. Elaborate on it. Listen, this is Thug Out Thursday. Elaborate on it. Excuse me. Make the niggas from all angles, y'all.
But when you say shit like that, you talking about like Gaz and Corrupt. Mm. Like, I wish that instead of it being an West Coast beef, it would have been some shit where the niggas would have been getting ill. Cause I think at that time, CNN and Daz and Corrupt would have been historic.
Of course.
Would have been, we could have, sometimes when you get the groups and they merge and they do projects, I think that would have been crazy.
So that's one. Yeah.
That's one. And I think like Boot Camp. Like,
yes.
For me.
Yes. Like, nobody mentions them, man.
For me, like, I think, like Boot Camp, I fuck with Tech, I fuck with Steel, I fuck with Function, I fuck with the whole Boot Camp.
Yes.
Today, Lowest Total Pole member, them niggas was ill.
Absolutely.
They was our aftermath. They was our back then bad boys. Them niggas, Puff gotta give it up to them.
Absolutely.
Cause they showed you how to run a label with different amount of artists. Even though they had beef,
right.
Puff was on a different level, mm-hmm. but them niggas was amazing,
mm-hmm.
like Dungeon Family.
Right.
Like, I just wish I would have had a chance. Like, Big Get, that nigga stayed at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting marble done in my foyer, and Big Get said, y'all need a place to stay. My plane got delayed. I said, nigga, come to my house.
And by the way, hold up, by the way, he hasn't mentioned this motherfucker.
No, no, no.
Some shit. I was in this crib, motherfucker had a telescope looking out the cell. I'm like, what the fuck? Listen, no. This thing had a pond around with goldfish and this shit. This motherfucker here, but anyway.
What you like about the music game back in the days than now? Because, you know, we didn't have social media and the internet.
I like the old generation just because you had to make it personal.
Correct.
Like, it wasn't about, I send you a song, you send me a song. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, we had to meet in the studio.
And we do it live, like how we doing it right here. This is Thug Out Thursday, and this is the real shit. Yeah. This is Capone telling you real shit. This ain't no fucking magazine shit. This ain't no boomerang shit. This ain't no MTMZ shit. This is Chimbing and Mike Boo shit. And we got the streets. Ain't no realer than this. This is Capone, legendary CNN.
One of my favorite moments from y'all.
Y'all ain't no friend. Y'all cut my questions one more time.
Y'all got time to finish, man.
I'm gonna have all hell break loose him.
This is Thug Out Thursday. Yeah. I'm Bruce Lee today.
Listen, I'm Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I moved to left, right for a little while. Yeah. Yeah. 65 over there. Then I had moved to Florida. When I went there, I said, damn, I miss New York. I'll find out you and Nori going to shut it down in the Palladium.
Okay.
I had to go over there in Florida. I'm like, these niggas coming over here? Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
Y'all come on Final Chapter, Al Gotti.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Final Chapter.
In Orlando,
yeah, I was later. There.
Yeah.
Y'all come over there singing. I'll put them paint on that money. Yo, nigga, I lost my voice that night. Yo,
Murder Universe.
My first show, you can Google it if I can Google it.
You got it. Recording. This is recording.
I didn't touch nothing.
I know.
It wasn't me.
It's for TV.
But my first show I ever did in the tunnel after I came home. Remember that's when the niggas threw the drink on me?
Yeah.
get under the car.
Yeah.
And then we sitting there like, I hope these niggas don't look under the car. My man like, yo, I put the gun under the car.
Sam Stone, good.
Yo.
Capone went down, Capone went through. Yeah, I got Capone City, I got Fox City, right? So he go like this, he go. Go put your knife back in the car. I just laugh, I said,
yes,
go
back
in the car. Put that knife back in the car, I'll look right back in with the other one like this.
Stop telling Chain Bing, stop calling my stories up. Because you're not gonna get a full story.
No, I'm gonna get you.
Let's get the full story. Let's get
it.
I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I send drugs on my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike group with the word click. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. Come fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. I'm all around and on top of it. Fuck with the show cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my booth. I hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you suspend like shit? Shout out to me, this is hip hop news. Thug Out Thursday gonna run up the views. Track, I'm a track. I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I send drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday.